integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
I have officially become an earther. Dr. Weiss has gone off the hippie deep end. Yes, I'm actually looking to buy a Chevy Volt and trade in my Jeep, and now I am an earther. Why am I an earther? Because earthing, according to Dr. Fritz Albert Popp, which that name must mean he's smart, who is nominated for the Nobel Prize, says that every cell is a semicrystalline matrix that emits light or frequency vibrations. For example, the Earth produces a life-supportive geomagnetic field of a frequency of 7.83 hertz or waves per second. Dr. Pop's suggestion, become an earther. Next time you feel stressed out, walk barefoot on the beach and reset yourself. Holly, this is earthing.com. This whole earthing phenomenon has hit big league sports as well. Last time I was in Europe, they were talking about the professional cyclists during the Tour de France were sleeping on these mats that were on their underneath their, it was just below their sheets, so on top of the mattress. And guess what frequency those mats were putting out? 7.83%. What did they find? They found that they recovered like 30 to 50% faster, woke up feeling more invigorated, and it wasn't even performance enhancing drug.
That's awesome.
I am an earther.
You are an earther. And all right, listeners out there, if you haven't seen what Dr. Decker Weiss looks like, you got to look him up because he's really good looking too. And he's a good looking earther.
Holly.
And he's so sweet and he's so cute and all that stuff. But
about that for a while?
You're like, no, enough about me. What do you think about me? Let's talk about you. What do you think about me? No, but seriously, besides laughter, which we can do a little bit up here, I think this is an amazing, amazing piece of scientific proof to understand frequency. Mm-hmm. There are also, if you go to YouTube, I mean, I know YouTube, you can find a lot. You can find crazy cat videos. You can find crazy videos in and of themselves. But guess what else you can find? You can find meditations that are at that same frequency. And so I love this because guess what it is? People, as far as I know, and I would include myself sometimes, maybe not as much as others in this category, we're kind of lazy when it comes to wanting to be or not wanting to be healthy, but making the attempts and efforts to be healthy. And these are passive things. This is, if you can get yourself to a beach or a nice park and take off your shoes, now make sure that the grass you're going to step on is not laden with fertilizer. These are passive things. If you can listen to a YouTube video at that frequency, there's one of the things that I do when I go into my office, there's a pineal gland activator. And you can just go to YouTube and you look up pineal gland activation. And
I start
to listen to that in the background, very passive, right? So it's not like I'm concentrating on a mantra or meditating in a transcendental way. It is that I am just having this passive frequency. And so I think it's great. It's one of those things, gosh darn it, there are so many passive things that are in our way and contributing to disease. Why shouldn't we be able to employ passive things, meaning we don't have to create a lot of effort that can make us well?
Yeah, my daughter, Shauna, when she was going through some rough teenage years, her counselor basically said, Shauna, you got to get in your body and get grounded so you can help you make good decisions. She asked her to take her shoes and socks off and go rub her feet on the ground. And now at 22, she still uses this tool. She says, I'm just grounding myself, getting focused. Now we can measure that. It's really cool. And like you said, it's a passive tool. And getting through days can be really tough for a lot of people. This might be one of the simplest things about it. Holly, would you ever, here's my question for you. Would you be comfortable saying to a patient, I want you to be an earther? Or would it be too hippie?
Right? Well, I think that what I'd be comfortable with, because I think that education is so important, so people might look at me like, what the heck are you talking about? I would say, I want you to be an earther, and then I would back it up with some scientific evidence, which there is, and also with not connotizing, is that, that's not even a word.
Connotizing? No, but I just, I'm letting you roll. You're going.
Is connotizing a word? Okay, maybe it is. I can't.
This is why we have Kevin, our producer.
I said a word the other day that mixed two words together that completely wasn't a word, and I'm like, I should start writing these things down because this is a little bit crazy. People, I want to understand me, but I think what's really important is that a lot of people, you know, they get into these boxes, vegan. Like, I have a very good friend who I respect a lot, and she's a colleague as well, and she was a vegan for a long, long, long time, and she started to really get a message from her body about maybe needing to eat some animal-based food products or foods. And I got to tell you, because she identified herself as vegan, and then she had a following of these vegans, this is a personal choice, right? What you choose to eat. She was almost just hung at the stake and burned at the fire. Because of her choice. And so I think these groupings, these pigeonholing of who we are, we get. So I would never say, hey, be an earther, because I think there would be some pushback. Mm-hmm. There would really be some pushback. And so I would definitely, so long answer, sorry about that. I would definitely explain what it is. And guess what? Get out and get in there. You know, it's like, I'm not a vegan, I'll tell you that, but boy, the amount of plant-based vegetables and plant-based foods that I eat would completely knock most vegans over. I got to tell you that much.
You're probably a better vegan than most vegans in that aspect of how much fiber and dense mineral nutrients. You could be a vegan and eat and white pasta and white rice all day.
Exactly. So, French fry vegetarians. I see them all the time.
Yeah, it's quite, they do wear down. What we're talking about is, can a barefoot walk really reset your body? And the answer is yes. Earthing.com is a website that talks about becoming an earther. And what we have measures is the body puts out a frequency of 7.83 hertz naturally. That frequency can help relieve stress. So yes, if you feel better walking on the beach barefoot, we now know why. Dr. Fritz Albert Popp, a gentleman nominated for the Nobel Prize, has even taken this further, talking about the semicrystalline matrix that's emitting light frequency vibrations in every living cell, and about how this frequency is what helps protect that. So that walking on the beach, walking on ideally chemical-free grass, if you can find it, really can be one of the keys to getting through a good, healthy day. As far as incorporating into your life, maybe you don't have to define yourself as an earther. Maybe you just say, I've decided to walk more on the grass in my bare feet. But it is a medical tool, and it's something that we need to embrace with all medical tools. And you brought up the key to the whole thing, Holly. It's passive. It doesn't require you to buy anything. There is no cost. It simply requires you to participate.
That's right. And I got to tell you, like I said, there's so many things out there that are passively kind of getting at us. And so, boy, it would be fun to just get more passive things. We just got to combat it with more. I guess it's funny. It's sort of an oxymoron. We have to combat it with more passive things. It's like being combative and passive at the same time. But
But that's my standard stress talk to patients. When patients say, I'm going through a divorce, I'm like, what are we going to counter your divorce stress with? And they're like, well, I'll just try and be better. No, you're going to go through a rough time. Let's join a gym. Let's do a detox. Let's do something to counter that stress. When we're talking about, can you reset your body walking bare feet? We are talking about countering that stress. For those of us who are stress-free, God, please come on the program. We would like you to teach the rest of us how to do it. But for the most part, we have to battle back our stress. And I think that's just a reality that we live in these days. So take your shoes and socks off, become an earther like Dr. Decker Weiss and how Holly is, and walk on the grass, walk on the beach, let the skin hit the earth, and get that frequency of 7.83 hertz, waking up that semi-crystalline matrix that emits the light, and that's how we earth at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.